Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Best of the Tableau Web podcast. This is episode 4. I'm Andy Cotgreave, evangelist at Tableau.
And I'm Mark Bradbourne, National Solutions Engineer at Tableau.
Great to see you, Mark. So, this month's Best of the Tableau Web, a summary of what's been happening on the Tableau blogosphere and videosphere. That's a new word of the day. I did a byline at the top. So what was your take on the byline and the content in the post this month, Mark?
So, lovely post about, first and foremost, congratulations on the 5-year anniversary of the Big Book of Dashboards. It's quite
Thank
a milestone.
And,
you know, you talked a little bit about real world fake data. I finally kicked it off after teasing it for a couple of months. had to really nail down what we wanted to do. But a lot of it was talking about, you know, how things have changed over the last 5 years and how people are approaching design and using design tools to really better their dashboard output. You know, you said in here that like the power of Tableau has increased significantly since the book was published. And yeah, I've had a lot of kind of milestones lately in my life, with my children getting older and we're starting to do college visits, where I've taken pause and I've really thought about, man, thinking about how far we've come since the day we brought them home. And, you know, thinking about the last 5 years in the Tableau community and the last 5 years of the tool itself and how things have changed. It's really mind-blowing the speed in which innovation has been coming from, you know, the tool, and the things that it's allowing people to do now is really mind-blowing. And you kind of closed up with talking about IronViz, and I can't wait to see what we're actually going to see on stage, which I'm excited about in itself, the fact that we're all back on stage.
Yep.
But just to see what the contestants are going to bring, you know, as far as their insights and their creativity, because it's fun. Like I did this a little bit ago. I was looking at all of the past IronViz finalists, like their entries, and the evolution of what they're doing on stage in that 20 minutes is just unreal. So that's definitely not to be missed. But overall, I mean, it was a great timing for me. Like I said, it's been a very milestone filled recent history, so it kind of hit home to sit, pause, and think about what happened over the last 5 years.
Yeah, there's, for people listening, there's a page you can go to, which I guess we'll put in the show notes, which has all the finalists of every IronViz from 11 years ago right up to today, and the evolution there is really fascinating. And I agree, Mark, you know, as we look back 5 years of since the Big Book of Dashboards, you know, the world has changed. In our book, we didn't talk much about mobile design. There was only one mobile dashboard in there. Then big ass numbers, they evolve. Seeing what people are doing with your real world fake data project, which, by the way, listeners, if you are not getting involved with real world fake data, do, because it is a way to learn how to build business dashboards, and that is going to be your bread and butter. So go check it out. Mark's being very modest, but it's an incredible project. But seeing what's happening there, you know, you can bring in Figma. You can bring in Figma, or you can do all in Tableau, and you can use layout containers, mobile approaches. Ah, blow me away. So it's all good stuff. And yeah, we're going to be at IronViz in May, right? And you're going to be on stage again?
I am. I am taking the role as SuViz once again, a repeat of 2019. And I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. I'll be hosting. We've got Archana Ganeshalingam from the UK Tableau office joining me as co-host, and we are both busy preparing, mostly by shopping for a costume. Can't wait to see you on stage, Mark.
Yeah, I was going to say it'd be great. I mean, my costume won't be near as fabulous as yours, but it'll be exciting all the same.
Yeah, excellent. All right, well, thanks for the thoughts, Mark. Always good to hear what you think. We want to know what you think as well. What you're getting out of Best of the Tableau Web. What do you think of the evolution in the field in the last 5 years? And where is it going to be in the next 5? Do let us know on the social medias. And with that, that's the end of the Best of the Tableau Web, episode 4. Wherever you are, have a great day. This is Andy saying goodbye.
And Mark saying goodbye, and thank you for listening.
Take care.